今天我们很高兴有唐崇荣牧师在我们中间给我们分享神的话语。他是圣道神学院在 Indonesia 的教授，也是一个很出名的布道家，神大大使用他。我们愿意把以下的时间交给他。Reverend Derek Chan is going to interpret into English.
好，现在你们看得很清楚了，对不对？
Now you can see better. 不然后面的人回去变成长颈鹿了。
Otherwise, you may become giraffes afterwards.
以后你们建礼堂的时候，
next time when you build your building,
做一点斜斜的，
you may want to slope the floor.
那么前面的人也不必抬得太高了。
So that the ones in the front may not have to lift their neck.
好了，这样也不必，也可以节省地方。
And it may save some space too.
有哪一个人为这个聚会祷告的？
How many of you have prayed for this meeting?
也不但祷告，还有去请人的。
And not only pray, but also invited others.
无论他来不来，
whether he showed up or not,
你有祷告，
you have prayed,
你有请人，
you have invited people.
请举手。
Will you please show your hand?
感谢主，还有一些懒惰人。
But we have also some who are lazy.
那我们今天的聚会。
Today's meeting,
明天的聚会，
and tomorrow's meeting,
后天的聚会，
and Sunday's meeting,
可能与你想象中的布道会不一样，
may not be the same way as other evangelistic meetings.
It will be totally different with the traditional evangelistic meetings.
这个跟平常的普通的那些的布道会完全不一样。
这几天有一点像基督徒的哲学讲座。
This seems to be more like a special lecture on the Christian philosophy.
所以这样使我们思想人的知识与信仰的关系到底是什么？
And we would like to think more deeply on the relationship between the intellectual thinking and our Christian faith.
每一场聚会完了以后，
and after each meeting,
礼拜天不算的，
besides Sunday,
今天晚上和明天晚上，
tonight and tomorrow night,
我们就直接接受你们的问题，给你们解答。
I would like to entertain any questions that you may have to ask.
所以如果你们对基督教有反感，
So if you have anything against Christianity,
对圣经不明白，
or if you do not understand any scripture,
我要你很坦白地写出来。
I want you to be very frank and write it down.
勇敢地写出来。
And write down your questions.
那我也很坦白，很勇敢地回答。
And I will be very frank in my answers.
我不回答的，我就告诉你我不回答。
If I don't know the answer, I'll be frank also.
但我不回答不等于上帝不回答。
It doesn't mean that if I don't know how to answer a question, it doesn't mean that there is no answer.
神要差遣比我更聪明的人来给你解答。
Maybe God will send someone else to answer your question.
有一首诗歌，我想你们都会的。
There is one song that most of you would know.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一同开声祷告。
Let us all pray together.
主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，因为你的恩，你的爱，你吸引我们到你的面前。你知道我们众人所需要的是什么，你更是照着你丰富的恩典，同你无穷的智慧向人施恩的主，恳求你在这个晚上用主你自己的圣灵，就是你真理的灵、启示的灵，引导我们进入你的真理里面。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们感谢，我们赞美你，把你无用的仆人带到你面前，求主给讲的翻译的同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚，叫我们众人从心灵的深处看见你的道的奥秘，看见你的荣耀，也看见主你拯救人的奇妙。听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美，愿主你垂听，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。请坐。
You see the face.
到必要的时候我才翻开圣经。
I will not turn to the Bible unless it's very necessary.
我们的思想的问题就是基督教在知识同信仰之间的关系是什么。
We would like to consider the relationship between our intellect and knowledge.
有许多人说呢，这个基督徒在知识上他们是落伍了。
Many think that we as Christians are behind the times in knowledge.
所以他们把信仰来代替了知识的功能。
And so they emphasize more on faith.
有一些人认为呢，基督徒借助信仰杀害了人类的知识。
And some think that Christianity has killed man's knowledge by faith.
所以他们认为呢，信仰基督就是理性的一个自杀。
And so they think that if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, then you are committing murder on your intellect.
Thus it means that believing Jesus Christ is committing suicide of your reasoning power.
Is there any relationship between our intellect and our faith?
如果我们的信仰是杀害理性的话,
if our faith murders our intellect, then is there any value in faith?
如果信仰并没有杀害理性的话,
if faith does not kill our intellect,
那我的知识和我的信仰发生冲突的时候,
but what happens if my faith and knowledge are on a crash course?
我应当采取怎么样的态度?
How do I take a stand?
知识到底发生在什么范围里面?
Where do we find the knowledge?
知识到底有没有范围?
Is there any limit to our faith?
在知识的范围以外还有没有这个知识?
Is there any knowledge outside of the limited knowledge we have?
如果还有那是怎样的一个知识?
And if so, what kind of knowledge is that?
我要借着怎么样知道我现在的知识是有限制的?
How do I know that my knowledge is limited?
如果我知道我的知识是有限制的,
if I know my knowledge is limited,
那么在我限制之外的知识我能不能知道?
Then can I know that there is yet other kind of knowledge beyond what I know?
如果可能的话, 我要透过哪种工具去知道那种知识?
If there is such a knowledge, that how can I attain to that knowledge?
所以这不是关于知识的问题而已,
so this is not just concerning our knowledge.
这个就关于对知识的知识。
This is the knowledge about knowledge.
在这些里面, 这个叫做 epistemology.
This is what we call epistemology.
Epistemology 在你普通的字典里面找不到这个字。
This word cannot be found in a usual dictionary.
只有在这些词典里面找到这个字。
You can only find it in the philosophical dictionary.
Epistemology means the knowledge concerning knowledge, the limit, the nature, the possibility, the source, and the category of the knowledge. 这个叫做知识的知识。
I don't need to interpret that.
知识的性质、知识的范围、知识的来源，那么对知识的知识叫做知识论的知识，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is the knowledge about knowledge. It's very important.
有许多人认为他知的就是对的。
Many people think that whatever he knows is right.
如果知道我所知的就是对的，但是其实是不对的，这样的我的知识就不可靠了。If
I think that what I know is true and yet it is not true, then it is not trustworthy.
许多的宗教都认为他们信的就是对的。Many
people, many religion, I think that whatever they know is true.
因为他们知道他们所信的是对的。
And they think that whatever they know is true.
所以呢，你把一个已经有了信仰的人再改变他的信仰，是非常困难的事情。
It becomes very difficult to change one's religion.
有一个思想家叫做 Immanuel Kant.
There is a thinker called Immanuel Kant.
是一个德国人。
He was a German.
这个人的思想呢，影响了整个世界的思想界。
The thinking of Immanuel Kant has affected the whole world.
有一天他年老的时候,
one day in his old age,
他写一封信给他的朋友,
he wrote a letter to his friend.
他说,其实呢,我一生里面所要知道,所要想的,一共只有四个大问题。
He said, all the knowledge that I have acquired can be categorized into four words.
第一个问题是什么呢?
First,
就是我到底能知道什么?
First of all, what can I know?
我能知道的到底是什么?
What can I know?
第二个问题是什么呢?
Secondly,
我应当做什么?
What shall I do?
我应当怎样行?
What must I do?
这是第二个大问题。 第三个问题是什么?
Thirdly,
这个问题就是我自己到底是谁?
Who am I?
第四个问题是什么呢?
And fourthly,
我能有怎么样的盼望?
What hope do I have?
这个四个问题可以说是人存在最基本而最重要的问题。
It seems that this is the essence of one's existence.
当我思想到我能知什么的时候,
if I think of what I can know,
这就是提到知识论的问题。
This is epistemology.
当我思想到我当做什么的时候,
then if we consider what I shall do,
这就是伦理道德的问题。
This is a moral category.
当一个人思想我有什么盼望的时候,
and then if we consider what kind of hope we have,
这是关系宗教同信仰的问题。
This concerns religion and faith.
当一个人思想到我是谁的时候,
and when one considers who I am,
这个就是关于人类学的问题。
This is
anthropology. 一个人活在这个世界上,
If a person exists in this world,
自己存在而不知道存在是什么。
If he exists and yet he doesn't know the meaning of existence,
一个人在世界上学了许多的东西。
If he learns a lot of things in this world,
知道了许多却不知道他应当做什么。
Knows a lot about himself and yet he doesn't know what he needs to know.
一个人每天都在行动。
He lives.And works among,
但是他不知道他应当怎样行为。
And yet he doesn't know what he must do.
一个人每天都有一些的盼望。
If a person always hopes for something every day,
但是他从来不知道这真正的盼望的中心在哪里。
Yet he doesn't know the very apex of his hope.
这个人是何等可怜的一个人。
Then he is a very sorrowful person.
那么今天我们不谈其他三个问题。
So today we do not consider the rest of the questions.
每一个问题都可以写成一本很厚的书。
Because all these four questions can become a very thick book.
我们就试想，到底我们能知道什么？
So today we would like to consider what we can know.
在这个知识同信仰的冲突里面。
And during the crash course between faith and knowledge.
知识同信仰的紧张关系里面。
In this tension between knowledge and faith.
我到底应当怎么样？
What shall I do?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Our dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的朋友们。
And dear friends.
人之所以为人。
Man is man.
因为人里面有人的本质。
Because there is an essence of man.
我是人。
I am man.
因为我有人的本质。
I am human because I have human essence.
这个本质同我的存在不能分开。
And this essence is very close, very important to my existence.
这是不能分开的。Cannot
They cannot be separated.
在过去几百年的时候。
During the last few centuries.
世修都认为是这个存在是超于本质。
Many people think that existence is more important than essence.
是后于本质的，这个本质是先于存在的。
They think that essence is prior to existence.
但是呢，近代的存在主义说
，But existentialism says
说呢，这个 existence is prior to the essence.
Existence is prior to essence.
无论是本质存在哪一个先后。
Whether one is prior to another,
这个存在同本质是不能分开的。
You cannot separate between essence and existence.
我是一个人。
I am a person.
因为我里面的人的本质。
Because I have the essence of a human being.
我旁边一只猫。
There is a cat here.
这一只猫有猫的本质。
He has the essence of a cat.
本质是变动的或者不是变动的。
Does essence change or does it not change?
如果是变动的。
If it changes,
那么我怎么知道它是变动的？
How do I know that it changes?
进化论说本质会变动的。
Evolutionary theory thinks that essence changes.
所以呢，猫变成狗，狗变成猴子，猴子变成人。
And so they propose that cats will change into dogs, and dogs will change into monkeys, and so on until the human being is evolved.
本质是会变动的。
And so they propose that essence can be changed.
但是圣经提到本质是不变动的。
But the Bible proposes that the essence does not change.
人就是人，猴子就是猴子，没有表兄弟的关系。
Human is human, and apes are apes. We are not cousins.
那么在这个的变与不变的思想里面
，and between change and not change,
我是人
，I am a person.
人有人的本质
，I have my essence.
因为这个本质，所以我存在。
Because of this essence, I am.
这个本质，所以我叫的人。
And therefore, I am called a person.
无论我满意不满意，我就是人。
Whether I am satisfied with myself or not, I am still a human being.
无论我承认不承认我是人，我就是人。
Whether I want to admit it or not, I am still a human being.
无论我知道不知道我从哪里来，我就是人。
Whether I know where I came from or not, yet I am still a human being.
无论我怎样解释人是什么，我就是人。
Whether how I explain myself, yet I am still a human being.
你承认我是人，我是人。
Whether you admit that I am a human being or not, I still am.
你不承认我是人，我也是人。
If you deny that I'm a human being, I still am.
你讨厌我，我是人。
If you hate me, I still am.
你喜欢我，把我看得神仙，我也是人。
And if you like me so much that you consider me to be an angel, then I'm still a human.
人的本质和他的存在是不能分开的。
And therefore, we find that the essence of a person cannot be separated from his existence.
但是人和其他动物不同的地方在哪里呢？
But what makes a human being different from other creations?
人有一个理性的功能。
Because there is this intellectual capacity in man.
理性到底 力是什么呢
？What is this intellectual capacity？
人要知道
，Man wants to know。
我要知道
，I want to know。
Man are created to know。
人是创造被创造是要知道，
所以人能知道
，Therefore man can。No.
但是什么叫做能知道呢
？What does it mean when we say we can know？
什么叫做知道呢
？What does it mean when we say we know？
当一个人你对他讲一些知道，我知道了。
When you say something to say to him and he says, "Oh, I know, I know."
我知道了
，I know.
当他讲这句话，可能以后整个人生都改变了。
And when he can exclaim like this, his whole life may be changed from that moment.
我知道了到底是什么
？But what does it mean when he says, "I know"?
当他讲我知道了，同我还不知道是不是脑细胞有什么变化
？Is there any chemical change in his cells when he knew or when he did not know?
In his brain.有什么变化呢
？Is there any chemical change in his brain？
我知道了
，I know。
我不知道了
，I don't know。
这个每一个人都在喝 Coca-Cola。
Everybody is drinking Coca-Cola。
全世界只有几个人真正知道 the formula and the ingredient in the Coca-Cola。
There is only a very very few people who know the actual ingredient in Coca-Cola。
第一个发明 Coca-Cola 的人
，and the inventor of Coca-Cola。
他那个知道。
When he knew,
影响了今天全世界卖了8500万瓶的 Coca-Cola.
Because he knew that formula, he could sell 85 million cans of Coca-Cola.
每天的
every day.
而且100多年来越来越增加
During the last century, the sales are going up.
因为那一天有一个人知道了
Because on that day, somebody knew.
这个知道到底是什么呢
So what does it mean when somebody know?
对，知道，你知道不知道？
Do you know what you know?
你知道你的知道不知道
Do you know if you don't know?
什么叫做知道
What does it mean when you know?
什么叫做不知道
What does it mean when you don't know?
你知道的告诉别人
And when you tell whatever you know to others
别人也就知道了
And others catch the vision and know
你知道的告诉猴子
And when you tell whatever you know to a monkey
猴子永远不知道
He doesn't know
Even donkey the same 你告诉他你给这个猴子 scholarship.
If you give a monkey or an ape a scholarship,
你给他最好的 professor,
and give him the best professor in the world.
New method of pathology.
And a new
pedagogy.
A new method of pedagogy.
就给他最好的这个心理学的教授
And give him the best psychology professor.
你没有办法告诉他。
You cannot tell him.
是不是你不能 communicate?
It doesn't mean that you cannot communicate with him.
是因为他没 ability to perceive.
但是他没有这个了解的能力，
他不可能知道的。
He cannot know。
所以什么叫做知道
？So what does it mean when it says I know？
什么叫做能够
？What does it mean when I can know？
你能的时候
，When you can，
你是一个人
；You are a person。
你不能的时候
，When you cannot，
你是一个老人
；You are an old man。
当你老的时候
，When you we are old，
许多你过去能的现在都不能了。
Whatever you could before, you cannot now.
从前能，现在不能，但你又记得从前能，那就很麻烦了。
Once you could, now you could not, and yet you still remember the days when you could. That's your problem.
所以那个记忆就帮助你讲，我从前，我从前。
And so this memory, the capacity of memory, helps you to say before I knew.
一个人说，我从前，我从前，证明他老了。
And when a person always mentions something that happened before, then he must be old.
小孩子很早说，我从前，我从前在母亲肚子里的时候，他不讲的。
Little girls, little boys never say things of the past.
他只有讲我以后，我以后。
They always look to the future and say, I will do this, I will do that.
老人家想以后。小孩子想以后
little children that think about the future.
但是老人家想以前
and older people think about the past.
如果一个老人家还在讲以后以后，这个人呢，还是不老。
If a person, though he is old, is still talking about the future, then he is not yet old.
如果一个20多岁的人一直讲我以前以前，就是老了。
If a 20-year-old person always talked about the past, then he is indeed old.
我不知道你们爱不爱音乐哈。
I don't know whether you are a music lover or not.
你如果爱音乐
，If you are a music lover,
那么你最先爱的是普通的音乐。
First, you are I learned to love popular music,
rock music.
Or rock music.
这个 Beatles music.
And Beatles.
一跳你就人就要跳了。
When you hear music, you have to rock with it.
你比较喜欢 soul music.
And then you are like soul music.
你比较喜欢 popular music.
And popular music.
你比较喜欢 waltz.
And waltz.
你比较喜欢 Mozart.
And Mozart.
然后进到 Haydn.
And Haydn.
你慢慢你喜欢 Vivaldi.
And Vivaldi.
你喜欢 Handel.
Handel.
你再喜欢这个 Bach.
And then you learn to love Bach.
有的 Corelli.
Corelli.
有的 Beethoven.
Beethoven.
当 Beethoven 你都开始讨厌的时候呢？
And if you can learn to hate Beethoven.
你说我现在眼睛更深的。
And you want to go deeper.
你就思想到关于这个 Debussy.
And you think about Debussy.
Sister Frank.
Sister Frank.
Mendelssohn.
Mendelssohn.
Brahms.
Brahms.
到 Stravinsky.
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 还有好多的 今天不讲了。 那我举一个例子啊。
Let me mention it.
Brahms 一生写了四个 symphony.
Brahms wrote only four symphonies in his lifetime.
很伟大的 symphony.
They are great symphonies.
第一个 symphony.
The first one.
有人叫做是贝多芬的第十个 symphony.
They call it the 10th symphony of Beethoven.
连第一个都那么伟大。
Even the first one was such a great piece.
所以你可以想象他的 final symphony 第四何等的伟大。
You can imagine how great the 4th symphony is.
有一天呢,
But one day,
这个 Brahms 被人家带去听一个 concert.
Brahms was invited to a concert.
这个 concert 就演奏他的第四个 symphony.
And they were playing his 4th symphony.
这个时候 Brahms 已经很老了。
And he was an old man.
白发苍苍。
And his hair was all white.
胡须苍苍。
And a lot of
眼睛眯眯。
And his eyes were not seeing too well.
已经开始弯腰了坐在那。 The dying Brahms was in the concert.
那个水老的这个 Brahms 坐在那边。
他坐在哪里？
And he was sitting there.
演奏的时候。
And when it was played,
演奏完了以后呢,
and after the symphony was done,
Brahms 说不错啊, 谁做的啊?
He said, "Who? It's a good piece. Who wrote that?"
他自己写的,
he was the one who wrote it.
但是他写的他自己不知道了,
but he forgot about it.
所以我要问你一个问题,
so I ask you a question.
什么叫做我能够?
What do you mean when you say, I know, I can?
我知道,
I know.
这是很可怕的一件事情。
It is a very terrific kind of idea.
不是因为你知道谁你是人。
Not because you know that you become a human being.
但相反过来,因为你是人,所以你知道。
It's the other way around. Because you are a human being, therefore you can know.
你人有人的本质。
Because there is an essence of human being in you.
人的本质就包括了理性的功能这件事。
And the essence of man includes his intellect.
理性的功能,
his power of reasoning.
是人与动物分开来的原因之一。
Separates him from all other creatures.
人是人,
man is human being.
动物是动物,
and other creatures are other creatures.
人不是 animal.
Man is not animal.
Animal 不是人.
Animals are not man.
人我是人.
I am a man.
动物是动物.
And animals are animals.
动物不是人.
Animals are not man.
人不是动物.
And man is not animal.
人能知.
Because man can know.
因为人能知.
Because man can know.
那中国人把知同道连在一起了.
So in Chinese, to know and the way are the same thing.
To know the truth. To know the logos. To know the word, to know the truth or the way, 这两个是连在一起的。知跟道是连在一起的。你知不知道？你知不知？
Do you know?
知什么？知道。所以如果你不知就胡说八道。If
you don't know, then you are talking nonsense.
那么这样的知发生在哪里呢？
So where does this know come from?
知发生在我里面的本能里面。
Know to know comes from our essence.
那么知的对象是什么呢?
And what do we know?
知的对象就是那个道。
We know the truth.
I know something concerning truth that is my knowledge. So my knowledge is derived from my subjective ability toward the objective object of the truth. 是这样的,真理被我知道。 真理被我知道。 Truth is known by me. 那真理被我知道。
The truth is known by me.
我知道真理,
and I know the truth.
我知道真理的时候呢,
and when I know the truth,
我是主题,
I become the subject.
真理是一个客体,
and the truth becomes the object.
真理给我知道的时候,
when I know the truth,
我就因为知道真理产生了生命的享受。
I enjoy my life because I know the truth.
当我知道真理的时候,
when I know the truth,
我的生命就丰富起来,
my life is abundant.
所以你不要问这个人有没有钱, 这个人富有不富有, a rich and richness does not depend on the how much money you have in your pocket.
一个人的生命的丰富不在乎我们的口袋里面有多少钱。
一个人有多少丰富, 包括他里面有多少真理的知识。
Abundant life depends on how much truth he has.
真理使一个人真正富有。
Truth makes a person really rich.
真理使一个人真正自由。
The truth can make a person really free.
这个真理给我们的自由是在轨道里面的。
Because the freedom that truth gives us puts us on the right track.
一个不懂真理的人，他有野蛮的自由。
A person who does not know the truth, only enjoys his liberty in a riotous way.
但是一个人明白真理以后，他有合理的用处。
But when a person knows the truth, then his liberty is controlled by the truth.
在这个合理的用处里面，他享受的自由是野蛮的自由里面所没有的享受。
Therefore, he can enjoy the kind of freedom that is controlled by the truth, rather than the freedom that is only licentiousness.
我知道真理。
I know the truth.
我知道真理。
I know the truth.
当我知道真理的时候，我会不会改变我所知道的真理呢？
When I know the truth, does it mean that I can change that truth?
如果我知道真理，
and if I know the truth,
可以改变真理的话，
and if I could change that truth,
那个真理就因为能改变，就不是真理。
Then that truth is not the truth because it can be altered.
我知道真理。
I know the truth.
绝对不会改变真理。
That doesn't mean that I can change that truth.
真理是真理的本身。
Because the truth in essence is the truth.
真理同对真理的认识是不同的两件事情。
There is a difference between the truth itself and knowing the truth.
当对真理的认识有错误的时候，
and when we err in knowing the truth,
真理并没有受妨碍。
The truth is not altered.
当对真理的认识有错误的时候，
but when we err in knowing the truth,
是我自己受了损失。
Then I bear the blunt of it.
在我的理性里面可能有缺陷。
My intellect may have a defect.
在我的理性里面可能不完全。
There may be a default in my intellect.
真理会不会因为我的理性不完全，真理本身变成不完全呢？
Does it mean that because there is a defect in my intellect, that the truth itself is not whole?
这是不可能的事情。
It is not possible.
真理会不会我误解了，真理就变成错误了呢？
Does it mean that if I misunderstood the truth, then the truth may not be the truth anymore?
The distortion and pollution only happen in your reasoning power, not happen in the subjectivity of the truth.
这个真理的那个主观的真理性并不因为我们的这个了解的错误而改变。亲爱的朋友们，今天我们对真理的认识到底可靠不可靠呢？ Do we have the right kind of knowledge about the truth?
这是很深奥的一件事情了。
This is a very important question.
所以我们盼望我们很严肃的思想、信仰同知识之间的关系。
So let us consider very seriously the relationship between faith and knowledge.
一个人绝对不能无知的过生活。
A person that cannot live his life in ignorance.
因为我们的知识正在决定我们生活的方向。
Because the truth we know will determine the way we live.
对真理的某些知识使我们感到存在有立场。
If we know a certain kind of truth, then it will translate into a stance in our way of life.
这个立场叫我们的生活不是没有方向。
And because of this stance we take in the truth, it will determine the direction of our life.
如果我们说知道有错的话，
if we erred in our knowing,
那我们的方向也就跟着错了。
Our direction will be wrong.
如果我们说知道有毛病的话，
if we mistakenly knew,
我们也会影响我们的生活行为。
It will also mistakenly affect our life.
从这个角度来看，
so from this point of view,
无论许多基督徒的信仰应当从头好好考虑。
Many of us Christians have to reconsider seriously our faith.
有许多许多人，他们的信仰同知识没有发生关系的。
I have found many Christians whose knowledge and faith do not correlate.
还有许多人举手到台前信耶稣的人，他们不知道他到底信些什么。
And I found many who have raised their hands and come up to the front to accept Christ, yet they did not know for sure what they believe in.
1974年 Francis Schaeffer 在瑞士开会的时候
，In 1974, Francis Schaeffer was attending a meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland.
那个时候我也在那里
，And I was there too.
他的 paper 里面有一句话语
，And in his paper he presented,
people from all over the world came to me. They accepted Christ already, and they asked, "Does God truly exist?"
He said, 有很多人来到我的面前，他们已经接受了耶稣基督做他们的救主，但是他们却来问我说，到底神实在存在吗？
我有一次在一个高级的神学里面讲道。
Once I preached in a very high standard theological seminary.
你们要很诚实的发问题。
I asked them to be frank in asking questions.
有一个快要毕业的学生。
There was a graduating student.
他发一个很奇怪的问题。
He asked a very special question.
他说我有时怀疑上帝到底存在不存在。
He said, sometimes I doubt if God exists or not.
你看神学院快要毕业，帽子快要挂上去了，还想不通神存在不存在。
You see, a graduating student of a seminary cannot make sure that whether God exists or not.
当我看到这个问题的时候
，So when I read that question,
我说我尊重你的诚实。
I said I respect your honesty.
Yeah, 我佩服你的勇敢。
And I respect your courage.
这就是明白真理的开端。
This is the beginning to know the truth.
我们不能随便跟人信耶稣。
We must not just follow others in becoming Christians.
我们就不能随便跟人反对耶稣。
And we must not follow others in opposing Christianity.
如果我有信仰
，If I have faith，
这个信仰是建在怎么样的知识上面
？What does my faith build up？
如果信仰同知识没有关系的
，If there is no correlation between the faith and our knowledge，
那我应该把我的知识的功能放在什么地位里面
？Then where shall I put my power of reasoning？
如果信仰同知识是有关系的
，If there is correlation and relationship between faith and knowledge，
我怎么样才能建立这个关系起来
？How do I build up this correlation？
哦，亲爱的朋友们
，Oh dear friends，
人被造是为了要知
，God has created man to know，
人被造为了要行。
Man is created to do what he knows.
人被造也为了要信。
God has created man to believe.
这些都有关联在里面。
All these are correlated.
因为我是人。
Because I am human.
所以我能知。
Therefore I can know.
因为我是人。
Because I am human.
所以我能信。
Therefore I can believe.
因为我是人。
Because I am human.
所以我能盼望。
Therefore I can hope.
因为我是人。
Because I am human.
所以我能行。
Therefore I can do.
因为我是人。
Because I am human.
所有的永远的爱。
永远的爱
Therefore I have eternal love. 我也需要永远的爱与我的爱发生关系
And I need to be in touch with eternal love.
因为我是人
Because I am human.
所以有这些不同的本质在我生命的里面
I have all these essence in myself.
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends,
我们知的是不是真理
Do we know the truth?
如果你说我所知的就是真理
If you think that you know already the truth,
你怎么知道你所知的就是真理呢
How do you know that whatever you know is the truth?
其实我们要思想一个问题，人所能知的范围到底是什么
Therefore, let us consider what is the limit of one's knowledge.
有的人认为人的知识是无限的。
Some people think that the human knowledge is unlimited.
所以我可以知道一切的一切。
They think that it is infinite.
这一句话到底对不对呢？
Is it true?
如果我能知道一切的一切的话
，If I can know all in all，
那么我岂不是把知识把我的存在扩展到一个无限的地步了吗
？Does it mean that I can extend my existence until infinity？
这是一件不可能的事情。
This is cannot be done。
中国人否定这一个事情。
Therefore, the Chinese negate this kind of thought.
中国古代的思想里面告诉我们
，Even in our old philosophical system，
生也有涯矣，知也无涯矣。
Our life is limited, yet our knowledge is unlimited.
我们的寿没有止境的。
They say that there is no limit to knowledge.
我们的知识没有一个范围，没有范围。
Knowledge is infinite.
我能知道的一定是有限的。
What I know must be limited.
这样的我的时间结束了我能知的这个可能性。
Because my limited time of lifespan has limited my ability to know.
不但是 the limit of lifespan limited me,连了我这个理性功能的本身也正在限制我自己。
And even though my power of reasoning is limited.
我们做一个很简单的例子。
Let me put it this way.
我想这个到底什么东西
?What is this?
这个为什么是这个 microphone 有一个 umbrella?
Why is it that the microphone has an umbrella?
To prevent it from getting rain. 那么这个做什么的我来想这个东西。
So I consider this thing.
当我想这个东西的时候
I consider it.
我是用我的头脑来想这个东西。
I'm using my brains.
想的过程中间呢。
And during the process of this thinking,
我盼望知道得到这个答案。
I hope I can get to the answer.
后来我明白了。
And then I realize.
这个有它的功用在里面。
There is a function for this.
看到里面的东西。
Because I can see this.
我再开起来。
And I pick it up.
我要知道。
And take it apart.
我要知道
I want to know.
那我知以前的
And before I knew,
里面这些理已经存在了
Whatever is in there is already there.
这些真理比我的知的可能性更长久的存在
The existence of the reality inside is beyond my power of reasoning.
当我还不能知的时候
Even before I could know,
有许多的理已经存在了
Many theories, many truths are already in existence.
当我正在知的时候
，and in my process of knowing,
我没有改变这个理
I have not changed anything.
当我知了以后
，and even after I have known,
这个理同我的生命连在一起了。
Whatever is in reality has in correlation with my life.
这个理的本身根本不改变。
The truth itself, the reality itself, does not change.
改变的是我对理的知道。
Whatever has been changed is my understanding of that reality.
这里看见有不变的同改变的。
So we find whatever is unchanged and whatever is flux and change.
改变的是什么呢
What is in flux?
改变的叫做相对的。
Whatever is in flux is in relativity.
不变的是什么呢
And what is that which is unchanged?
那是叫做绝对的。
That is absolute.
绝对的是不变的。
The absolute is unchangeable.
未变的就不是绝对的。
And that which can be changed is not absolute.
绝对的是永远的。
The absolute is eternal.
不永远的就是相对的。
But whatever is not eternal is relative.
当我同不变的连在一起的时候
And when I am in touch with the unchanging.
那我这个的变到底变成不变的是吗？
Does it mean that I have been changed into that which is cannot be changed?
我们的每一句这样讲，你已经头昏脑胀了。
You may be confused.
所以你要集中精神。
So you must be very, very attentive.
我们就继续讲下去了。所以呢 ，everything that is in process is not absolute. 这是一个定律。
但凡是在进程的当中的，就不是绝对的。
在程序中间的，不可能是绝对的。
Whatever is in process is not absolute.
我的思想在程序中间。
My thinking is a process.
从程序产生的变化。
And in the process, it's being changed.
所以这个能思想的这个思想本身是变化。
So the ability to think in itself is changing.
变化就在相对界里面。
And because it's changing, it is in the realm of relativity.
但是很奇怪的，虽然我是相对的。
Although I am relative,
我里面有个绝对的观念。
Yet there is an idea of absolute in
me. 绝对，有绝对。
There is absolute.
我的思想绝对。
I can think of the absolute.
所以现在以相对的思想绝对的。
I am thinking with my changing power, process.About that which is absolute.
盼望用相对的来明白绝对的。
I am trying to understand the absolute with my relative thinking.
Can relative conceive the absolute?
这个相对的能够明白绝对的吗？
我能不能完全了解，甚至能够包容那个绝对呢？
Can I understand fully that which is absolute?
Better put it back. This is relative. 如果我相对能完全包容这个绝对的。
If my relative me can engulf that which is absolute,
岂不是我就比绝对的更大了吗
？Then I may be even bigger than that which is absolute.
但是这是绝对不可能的。
But this is absolutely impossible.
绝对不会被相对所包容。
Because the absolute can never be engulfed by the relative. So can I as a person understand the absolute truth? The understanding of the absolute truth doesn't mean that I am changed into the absolute truth itself. So this is very important for you to understand.
一个伟大的人,
a great person,
不是单单到世界上来单单追求要吃饭要发财而已。
A great person exists in this world not just for bread alone.
如果我们是为了吃饭为了发财活在这个世界上,
we exist only for bread alone.
我们是比较高级的禽兽。
We are just a higher kind of animal.
所以呢, 孔子说, 君子谋道不谋事。
Therefore, Confucius says, a gentleman goes after the word rather than the food.
他寻找真理比寻找食物更要紧。
He considers the truth much more important than anything else.
我请问你今天读什么书啊?
So let me ask you, what kind of books do you study?
你说我读的是工程系的书。
Well, you say, I am studying in engineering.
你说我computer的书。
Or computer.
好,我问第二个问题。
Then I ask,
为什么你选读这种书呢?
Why do you study in such field?
如果你的答案是这样比较容易找钱。
If your answer is, I can land myself a better job.
那我就告诉你,你不是君子了。
Then I say, you are not a gentleman.
一个人一生最重要的目标不应当是钱。
The most important goal of life should not be money.
那是要追求真理,
but to go after the truth.
虽然如此,我盼望你加薪水。
But of course, I hope that you will have a raise in your pay.
Nothing wrong.
It's nothing wrong.
如果你的薪水加了,
if you have a raise in your pay,
你多做好的事情,
and you can do much more good,
这个世界就更好了,
then you create a better world.
要加薪水,先加牧师的。
But before you get a raise, you raise the pay of the pastor.
主也加你们的,
and the Lord will raise your pay too.
我们继续讲下去。 君子谋道不谋事。
The gentleman goes after the word or the truth rather than the food.
是一个伟大的人。
So for a great man,
他知道他不是真理。
He knows that he himself is not the truth.
他又要知道真理。
Yet he wants to know the truth.
所以他就说我追求真理。
And therefore he makes up his mind to go after the truth.
我要明白真理。
I must understand the truth.
这些普通生活的小事。
The menial things of the world should not get in the way of knowing the truth.
有的人甚至不吃不喝。
There are people who even refrain from eating and sleeping.
他们要想真理。
And they want to think through the truth.
有的离开他们的家到很远的地方。
Others may leave their home for a far country.
他就明白真理。
So that they could go after the truth.
有的人关起眼睛来。
And there are some who I close their eyes.
一天到晚思想真理。
For years and for days and days, in order to meditate about the truth.
这些都是伟大的人。
These are great personalities.
但你注意一件事情。
But let you
be careful of this, or take note of this. 一个人说我追求真理的时候,
when you go after the truth,
你承认你没有真理。
You are also recognizing that you do not have, do not yet have the truth.
你也知道你不是真理。
And you know for sure and recognize that you are not the truth.
因为你在求真理嘛。
Because you are going after the truth.
伟人求真理。
Great man goes after the truth.
但是伟人不是真理。
But great men themselves are not the truth.
伟人之所以伟大。
The great men are great men.
因为他们知道他们需要真理。
Because they know that they need the truth.
他们也承认真理比他们更伟大。
And they recognize that the truth is greater than they are.
他们的伟大因为他们把自己附在伟大的真理下面。
They are great because they submit themselves under the authority of the truth.
因为真理太伟大了。
Because the truth is so great.
所以把人的存在同存在的本质与真理相比的时候，发现我们的存在算不得什么。
It diminishes the essence of our existence.
人不在真理的下面。
And when we submit ourselves to the truth,
就使这个人成为伟大的人。
It turns us into great personalities. But great personalities are not the truth. Because great men need the truth. Great men go after the truth. Great men are in the process of getting to know the truth. They recognize that they are in the relative. Because they are in the relativity, they need that which is absolute. They know that because they are relative, they are too small to engulf that which is absolute. Not only that their capacity is relative,
but then their ability is 相对的.
Their ability is also relative.
连他自己理性的可能性 potentiality 也是相对的.
Even their potential for intellect is also relative.
这样就产生了一个 paradox.
There is a paradox in this.
这个 paradox 是什么呢?
And what does it mean?
这个因为这所有的词典里面所有的翻译词我都不满意，所以我自己发明了。
So I have a special Chinese translation for the word paradox.
Paradox, 这就过去翻译叫做这个反逆性。 有的叫做吊诡性，好像吊死鬼一样。 有翻译叫做使非而是性。 这个他都不理翻译。 我都不满意，所以我自己给他翻译叫做反合性。 这个产生了一个反合性出来了。 Paradox 是什么呢?
A paradox, what is a paradox?
好像相反的,
it seems to be contradictory.
但是其实不是相反的,
yet it is not contradictory.
这个叫做反合性, 好像是违背的, controversial.
It seems to be controversial.
但是其实是harmonized.
Actually, it is harmonized.
这样的一个道理叫做反合性。
This is a paradox.
一个有学问的人呢,
A person who is a learned man
常常感到自己没有多大学问,
realizes all the time that he doesn't have the truth.
No, 一个人感到自己没有多大学问,
when a person realizes that he doesn't know too much,
这个人可能没有多大学问,
yes, that may be the truth.
但是如果一个人以为自己很有学问, 一定没有学问。
But if a person thinks that he knows a lot, then he doesn't know at all.
这个也是 epistemological paradox. 这个是知识论的一个反合性。
This is an epistemological paradox.
我刚才讲伟大的人知道他没有真理。
Just now I proclaimed that a great man knows that he doesn't have the truth.
所以伟大的人追求真理。
Therefore a great man goes after the truth.
他也发现真理的伟大的时候,
when he realizes how great the truth is,
他就知道自己是渺小的。
Then he realizes how small he himself is.
他就看自己渺小的时候,
and when he realizes how small he is,
他就越伟大。
And he becomes the greater he becomes. And when the greater he becomes, he will realize that the truth is even greater. And he realizes that he is even smaller in the light of the truth. These are the greatest men of all. So when we consider the correlation between a person and the truth, and the relationship between knowing and the truth, we realize that these two are divided.
这个两个范围是什么呢?
I divided into two areas.
就是一个以人要去寻找真理。
On the one hand, it's man seeking after the truth.
产生了宗教出来了。
Therefore, religions are born.
产生了哲学出来了。
Therefore, philosophies are born.
这是 anthropocentric effort to seek for truth and produce the religion and philosophy.
这是从人的这一方面以人为中心的去产生宗教思想、宗教哲学。
因为人不是动物。
Because man is not animal.
人不能只满足于衣食住行这些物质的范围。
Man cannot be satisfied with his way of life.
人需要真理。
Man needs the truth.
人要明白真理。
He needs to know the truth.
人要借着真理使他的生命得到丰盛起来。
He needs to enrich himself with the truth.
所以宗教的动机是伟大。
Therefore, the motivation or the motive of religion is great.
哲学的动机也是伟大的。
And the motivation of philosophy is great.
虽然如此,
Although it is so,
真理本身就是真理。
The truth itself is the truth.
宗教虽然很多。
Although there are a lot of religions,
宗教的信仰虽然很多派,
although there are different denominations in the religion,
教学的派别虽然非常繁杂,
although there are a very confusing picture of all kinds of religions,
哲学,
philosophies,
这些没有影响真理的本身,
but this confusion doesn't have any bearing on the truth itself.
现在我们来思想一节很重要的圣经,
so let us turn to a very important verse in the Bible.
这一节圣经是历史上只有发生一次的。
This verse only happened once in the human history.
在这以前没有人讲过。
Before this, it has never been proclaimed.
没有人敢讲。
And nobody dared to proclaim it.
没有人可以讲。
And nobody is qualified to proclaim it.
没有人曾经讲过。
And nobody has ever proclaimed it before.
这个讲出来了以后。
And after it has been proclaimed.
再也没有人那样讲了。
Nobody proclaimed the same.
Only spoken once in the history.
在人类历史的里面只有一次这么讲
Only manifested once in the history
只有一次这样的显明
Only told to men once in the history
只有一次向人这样宣告
约翰福音十四章第六节
John chapter 14 verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路
Jesus said I am the way
真理
The truth
生命
The life
若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
No man comes to the Father but through me.
我们大家一同来读，一、二、三。耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me."
这个 "I am" 什么意思呢？
耶稣说我是什么意思
这个什么意思呢
What does it mean I am
这个是 the self-proclamation of the authoritative subjectivity of the truth himself 这是真理主体性的权威自我的一个宣告耶稣基督这个宣告是一件太伟大的事情
The proclamation of Jesus of himself is the greatest of all proclamations
所以我个人在寻求明白真理的时候
So in my process of understanding the truth
我很严肃地思想这些话的背景是什么
I have seriously considered the background of such proclamations
我要对你讲的一句叫做 qualitative difference
我让我告诉你这个是在质上的一个不同
Not a different in quantity
不是量的不同
but a difference in quality
乃是质的不一样
What is the difference between qualitative difference and quantitative difference
这个质的不一样跟量的不一样两者有什么不一样
The difference between qualitative difference and quantitative difference is qualitative
质跟量之间的不同是
质的不同
质头的不同跟量的不同之间的不同是一个质
的
不
同那我不知道你笑了懂不懂、啊、如果你不懂就是 quantitative difference、啊、OK 这个量的不同像什么呢
What is a quantitative difference
你有一辆汽车
If you have one car
我有一百辆汽车
And I have 100 cars
我比你有钱、
So I am richer than you are
我比你更多车
I have more cars than you do
所以你的车 battery 不见的时候
So when you are a battery and of your car is missing
你就不能走了
You cannot go anywhere
battery 不见的时候
But if one of my batteries is missing
换辆车我就走了
I can go another car
因为我的车比你更多嘛
Because I have more cars than you do
这个叫做 quantitative difference
This is the quantitative difference
那什么叫做 qualitative difference
But what is the qualitative difference
你有一百辆车
You have 100 cars
我有一架飞机
I have an aeroplane
所以你在地上爬来爬去我就飞上去了
You are just moving around on the ground I fly over you
这个叫做 qualitative difference
This is the qualitative difference
爬来爬去就是爬
You crawl on the ground
飞的就是飞
But I am flying
完全不一样的
They are qualitative difference
哎呀你说我很孤单
Oh you say I am very lonely
你说我不孤单
Oh you say I am not lonely
为什么不孤单呢
Why are you not lonely
我家里有18条狗
Oh because I have 18 dogs in my home
你只有一个孩子当然你很孤单了
Oh you only have one son
一个孩子是一个孩子
A son is a son
18条狗是18条狗
But 18 dogs are 18 dogs
你 quantity 一大堆没有用的
The quantitative difference doesn't make any difference
所以你明白了
Now you understand.
The qualitative difference and quantitative difference.
There is a difference between qualitative difference and quantitative difference.
All the speeches of Jesus Christ in compare with others' religious founder speech is a qualitative difference.
耶稣基督所讲的话与所有其他的人所讲的话就有一个质的不一样。
All the great things of all the great thinker and philosopher in the world altogether still have a qualitative difference with the speech of Jesus Christ.
世界上面所有这些宗教、跟在哲学所有的伟人所讲的所有的话，全部加起来，与主耶稣讲的话当中，还是有一个这个值得不一样。这是伟大的人
，This
is a great man.
无论多伟大
，whether how great he is，
他们只能说我寻找真理
，They can only say I'm seeking after truth.
君子谋道不谋事。
Even Confucius said, I am seeking after the truth.
但是耶稣这么讲的,
but what does Jesus say?
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
I am.
我就是。
Now the subjectivity of the truth himself come to manifest himself to man.
这是这个, 真理的这个主体把自己显明给人。
The reality of the truth show himself before man.
这是这个真理的那个真实把自己显明给人。
With the first hand authority, he talked to us that I am the truth.
他就是用这个主体的那个权威来向我们说，我就是真理。感谢上帝。 We praise the praise God.
感谢上帝。
And we give thanks to God.
这句话是历史中间没有人可以讲的。
This proclamation cannot be proclaimed by anyone else.
没有人敢讲的。
Nobody dare to proclaim.
没有人曾经讲的。
Nobody ever proclaimed such.
你说我也会讲啊。